Pelham Today received the following letter to the editor about planned changes to DSBN graduation dates. The most recent changes set forth by the DSBN affect all students. The DSBN's goal is to redefine excellence and to be more inclusive, but I think that they are missing an opportunity for learning. I feel like there has been a lack of transparency. Changing the graduation date means that students will not be getting a diploma. They also will not be receiving the Ontario Scholars Award or any academic award that is marks-based. The DSBN did not communicate this clearly to the public in their letter. Nor did they communicate it clearly to all the students. It is something that is implied by changing the date, but I, like so many, didn't realize the consequences of such actions until reading more about this online. Also, whom did the DSBN consult to make these decisions? Were parents, students, or community members consulted? And if not, why? This is a major decision that affects all students that are part of the DSBN. Why would they not at least allow for exploration and meaningful discussion with the public prior to implementing it? Sir Winston Churchill pointed out that, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. I applied to medical school 3 times. I was rejected the first 2 years I applied. I took this rejection very hard. I was extremely upset with myself. I could have given up, but it only strengthened my resolve to push harder. It was an opportunity to look at my life and reassess areas that needed improvement. I took on more volunteer work, improved my grades, and returned for a research year. Finally, on my 3rd attempt, I got in. I have been practicing medicine for over 20 years now. I am grateful for all the failures in my life, and there have been many. Failure builds character. It forces us to look at ourselves and evaluate what we have done. It is an opportunity for improvement and self-reflection. Failure provides learning opportunities. It allows us to reflect on our weaknesses and focus on areas that need attention. Failure teaches us resiliency. It propels us to keep trying and helps to fuel the desire to improve, overcome, and eventually succeed. If we are not allowed to fail in high school, when we are close to our family and friends, and are supported by our school community, when are we allowed to fail? Is it better to send students off to college or university with a false sense of security and let them fail then? Or how about preventing the failure in the first place, especially if it is the result of systemic deficiencies? Failure to attain the 30 required credits to receive a secondary school diploma may be the product of systemic factors. If discrimination and poverty are the factors involved, to list a few, then we have an obligation to identify these marginalized groups early in their education and provide them with all the tools and support necessary to help them succeed. It is the responsibility of the community, the school system, and the DSBN to do this. It is not the responsibility of the students who work to attain these credits and are able to receive a diploma. Letting those who have not attained the full complement of credits, graduate, with their peers is not the solution. This appears to be more of a band-aid. The DSBN needs to acknowledge the systemic failure to help these children earlier and take responsibility for it. They need to devise strategies to prevent students from failing at an early stage and implement them as soon as these problems arise, not at graduation. Regardless of the reason, whether it be systemic or individual, including the students that have not been able to meet the standard is depriving those students and the DSBN of an opportunity to learn, reflect, improve, and become more resilient. Instead of trying to place a band-aid on this wound, the DSBN needs to acknowledge this systemic failure and not place the burden of it on the shoulders of the students that can graduate in 2024. The DSBN needs to continue to support the students who have not completed the required credits so that they may be able to do so in the future. They also need to honor the definition of graduation. The DSBN needs to change the graduation date back to the end of June and confer the diplomas that students have achieved. Dr. Monica Bertolo, Niagara Falls.